Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Amazing Grace Extraordinary. And I am your host, Togba. It is good to have you with me once again. This episode of the Word, Amen, from 2 Chronicles 7 through 15, to King James Version of the Word. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, you as humbly as we know. Lord God, thanks and giving you praise for all that you are and for all that you've done for each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace toward us, Lord, your unmerited favor. Thank you, Lord, that you have loved us with an everlasting love. We thank you, Lord God, that you are concerned with our entire existence, with our whole life. You're concerned with the day-to-day, our activities. You're concerned with the quality of our lives. Lord, I give you glory and I give you honor this morning, Lord, because you are God, and you are yourself, not the same God, but the living God. Great I am, God, the one who Israel from clutches for after 100 years bondage. You brought forth with your mighty hand, God, and I give you glory, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I have the honor and the privilege of thanking you that you are also my Lord, my Savior this morning. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord God, for your grace, merited favor, Lord God, that you us throughout our lives, Lord, even bringing us into this moment where you allowed us to open our eyes on today. You allowed us the activity of our limbs. You allowed us the soundness of our minds, Lord God, and you are moving in every aspect. Oh, God, Lord, help us today, Lord God, as we ourselves before you, Lord, desperately seek for the things we're in need of and to get close. Help us, Lord, with all of our heart and all of our mind and all of our strength, all of our souls, neighbors as Lord God, we fail so horribly that because we don't love the way that we should. But God, help God, help us, God. Oh, Lord God, help us even now in the name of Jesus. Press past every objection of the enemy, everything that he has brought, every trick, every trap he has brought against our purpose, Lord God. And we press, Lord God, into you this morning, Lord God. We press, Lord God, for more knowledge, more understanding, more wisdom. We press, Lord God, for greater depth, higher heights, Lord God. We press, Lord God, for all of the Lord lives, even right now, of Jesus. Wash us this morning. We are in your presence, Lord God, from every sin of commission. Wash out of every residual of that sin. Wash, Lord Jesus, of every stood in my path. God, wash us, Lord. Wash us. There be no hindrance to do and to our prayer that we pray in your. Wash us, Lord God. There's a song that says, wash me, Lord Jesus, whiter than snow. From my head to the soles of my feet, cleanse me, Lord. Make me complete. Father, Jesus, Jesus, move, oh God, in us. Oh, right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and wash us, Lord God. Make us whole and entire. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, make us that, oh God, to be even right now, Jesus, and help us, Lord, move according to your way. Lord, I lift up relationship before God in the name of Jesus. Every mother, child, every relationship, children, every employee and employee relationship, I lift them all up this morning, Lord, and even those names, I lift relationships up before you this morning. You are a healer, Lord God, healer of the things that we speak and we do not. Many of
secret prayers, Lord God, we've been praying before you that nobody, we've not uttered it with our lips, our hearts. We pray, Lord God, to you that you would fix it. We pray, Lord God, that you would tear down. We pray, Lord, that you would build up. We pray, Lord God, that you would take control. We pray, oh God, hear our cry, Lord God, and attend unto our prayer on this morning, Lord God. We give you glory, Lord. You alone, my hallelujah, to you and to give my God alone. I humble myself before you, Lord God, that you and every one of us, Lord God, the way before us, Lord God, the answers that we need, Lord God, and give us revelation on high, Lord God, that we know what it is that the Spirit of God is speaking, even in this hour, Father. In the name of Jesus, we come before you, God. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. You are our present help in the time of trouble. You are our provider and our keeper. You, oh God, are our strength. Oh God, you, oh you, Jesus. We come to you, Lord God. You might fix it. Fix it, Jesus. Please, dear God, help us. Oh Lord God, help us, Lord God. Help us to gain, help us to gain understanding, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, to move forward. Help us, Lord God, next level. Help us to the next plane. Help us, Lord God, to move realm in your spirit, Lord. Oh God. Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, as we read your word open before us, Lord God, and revelations directly from the throne. Oh, Lord, speak throughout this day, Lord God, and help us to understand, Lord God, even that we are in doing right now. Oh, Lord, I'm asking, Lord God, to give us breakthroughs, Lord, in every area that we're bringing forth before you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Break us through right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, rebuke the spirit of the enemy right now. God, rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. God, rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Shall be victorious. We are victorious, Jesus. In area, in Jesus' pray. Amen. Amen. We give glory and honor to God Almighty. Amen. He is God. Is no other, and all power in his hands, all power, nothing that is hard for him, nothing that is possible for him. He is in control of all things, and he will do everything that he has promised. His promises to us are yes and amen. Promises are yea and amen. Amen. We give him glory and honor. We're reading from Chronicles, chapters 11 through 15. Now when Rehoboam came to Jerusalem, he assembled from the house of Judah and Benjamin 180,000 chosen men who were warriors to fight against Israel, and he brought that he might Rehoboam to Shemaiah, the saying, speak to Rehoboam, son of Solomon, king of all Israel in Jerusalem, saying, thus says, you shall not go against your brethren. Turn to his house from me. Therefore, the words of the Lord, and turn back to Jeroboam. Jeroboam went, dwelt in Jerusalem and built for defense in Judah. Bethlehem, Edom, Tekoa, Beth-Shur, Zora, Aijalon, and Sharon, which are in Judah and Benjamin, fortified. And he fortified the stronghold and put captains in them, the stores of food, oil, and wine. Also in every city he put shields and spears and made them very strong, having Judah and Benjamin on his side. And from all their territories, the priests and the Levites who were in took their stand with them. For the Levites had their common lands and their possessions in Judah and Jerusalem, and his son have rejected from serving as priest to the Lord. He appointed for himself places for the demons, half idols, which he had. And after the Levites rose from all the tribes of Israel, such as set their heart to see the God of Israel, came to Jerusalem to sacrifice to the Lord God's fathers. So they strengthened
kingdom of Judah and made Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, strong for 3 years because they walked the way of David and Solomon for 3 years. Then Rehoboam took for himself a wife, Mahalath, the daughter of Jeremoth, the son of David, and of Abihail, the daughter of Eliah, the son of Jesse. And she bore him children, Jeush and Shemarah and Baham. After her, he took Makkah, the granddaughter of Epsilon, and she bore Atai and Shalom. Now Rehoboam loved the granddaughter of Epsilon, all his wives and his concubines. For he took 60 concubines and begot 8 sons and 60 daughters. Rehoboam appointed a son of Makkah as chief, leader among his, for he intended to make wisely and dispersed sons throughout all the joys of Judah and Benjamin, every fortified city, and provisions in abundance. Also sought many wives. Now it passed when Rehoboam had established the kingdom and strengthened him, that he forsook the law of God and all Israel around him. And it happened in the 5th year of King Rehoboam that Shishak, king of Egypt, came against Jerusalem because they had transgressed against the Lord with 1,200 chariots, 60,000 horsemen, and people without number who came with him out of Egypt, the Lubim and Sukkim and the Ethiopians. And he took the fortified city and came to Jerusalem. Jeremiah the prophet came to the leaders of Judah together in Jerusalem, Shishak, and thus says the Lord, taken me, and therefore I left you in the land of Shishak. So the leaders of Israel, the king, humbled themselves and said, the Lord is righteous. The Lord saw that they humbled themselves. The word of the Lord came to Shemaiah. They have humbled themselves. I will not destroy them, but grant them deliverance. My wrath shall be poured out on Jerusalem by the hand of Shishak. Nevertheless, I will be his servant, that God may distinguish my servant from the service of the kingdoms of the nations. So Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem and took away the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house. He took everything. He also carried away the gold shields which Solomon had made. Then King Rehoboam made bronze shields in their place and committed them in the hands of the captains of the doorway of the house. And whenever the king of the Lord, the guard would go, then they would into the guard room himself, the wrath of the Lord from him, so destroy him completely. Things also went well. Thus King strengthened himself in Jerusalem and reigned. Now Rehoboam was 21 years old when he became king, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which was chosen out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name. His mother's name was Naamah, and he did the Lord. Acts of Rehoboam, first and last, are they not written in the book of Shemaiah the prophet and of Edo the seer concerning genealogy? And there were wars between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all their lives, all their days. So Rehoboam rested with his fathers and was buried in the city of David. Then Abijah his son reigned in his place. In the 18th year of King Jeroboam, Abijah became king over Judah. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother was Micaiah, Uriah of Gibeah. War between Abijah and Judah. Abijah set the border with an army of 400,000. Jeroboam also in battle formation against men, mighty men of battle. Then Abijah stood on Mount Zemaraim, which is the mountains of Ephraim, and said, Jeroboam and all Jerusalem, all Israel, shall you know that the Lord God of Israel has the dominion over Israel today and forever to him and his son by covenant of salt? Yet Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, the servant of Solomon, the son of David, rose up and rebelled against his Lord. Then worthless rogues gathered to him and strengthened themselves against Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, when Rehoboam was young and inexperienced and could not withstand them. And now you think to withstand the kingdom of the Lord, which is of the sons of David, are a great multitude, you are the gold Jeroboam made for you. Have you not cast out the Lord, the sons of Aaron, and made for yourself like the peoples of other lords, so that whoever comes to himself with a young bull may be a priest that are not gods? But as for the Lord, is our God, and we have not in him. And the priests who minister to the Lord are the sons of Aaron, like attend to their duties. Burn to the Lord every morning and every evening burnt sacrifices and incense. They also set the bread in order on the pure gold table and the lampstand of gold with its lamps to burn every evening. For we keep the command of the Lord our God, but you have forsaken him. Now look, God is our head, and his priests with sounding the alarm against the children of Israel, against the Lord God of Israel, for you shall not. But Jeroboam called go around, so they were Judah, and the ambush them. And when Judah looked at their surprise, the battle line, both front and rear, cried out to the Lord, and the priest sounded the trumpet. Then the men of Judah gave, and as the men of Judah, it happened that God struck Jeroboam and all Israel before Elijah and Judah, and the children of Israel fled before Judah and delivered them into their hands. Then Abijah and his people killed them with a great slaughter. So 500,000 choice men of Israel fell slain. Thus the children of Israel were subdued at that time, and the children of Judah prevailed because they relied on the Lord God of their fathers. And Abijah pursued Jeroboam and took cities from him: Bethel with its villages, Shana with its villages, Ephron with its villages. So Jeroboam did not recover strength again in the days of Abijah, and the Lord struck him, and he grew mightily. Married 14 more, 22 daughters. Now, the days of Abijah, his ways are written in the prophet Edo. So Abijah rested with his family. They buried him in the city of David. Then Asa, his son, reigned. In his days, quiet for 10 years. Asa did what was good and right for the Lord his God, for he built the altars of foreign gods in high places and broke down sacred pillars and cut down images. He commanded to seek the Lord God of their fathers, to observe the law and commandment. He also removed the high places and the incense altars from all the cities of Judah, and the kingdom was quiet for him. And he built fortified cities in Judah for the land had rest. He had no war in those years. The Lord had given him rest. Therefore, he said to Judah, "Let us build these cities and make walls around them, and towers, gates, and bars, while the land is yet before us. Because we have sought the Lord, we have sought him, let us rest in every city." So they built and prospered. Judah had an army of 3,000 from Judah who carried spears, and from Benjamin, 180,000 men carried shields and drew bows. All these were mighty men of valor. Then Zerah the Ethiopian against them with an army, 1,000,000 men and 300 chariots, and he came to Maresha. So Asa went out against him, and they sent troops in battle array in the valley of Maresha. And Asa cried out to the Lord his God, said, "Lord, it is nothing for you to help, whether with many or with those who have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on you, and in your name we go against this multitude. O Lord, you are our God. Do not let men prevail against you." So the Lord before Asa and Ethiopians fled, and the people were with them, pursued them to Gera. So the Ethiopians were thrown, and they could over, for they were the Lord and his army. Away very much spoiled. Then they defeated all the cities around Gerar, for the fear came upon them. For there was exceedingly much in them. They also the livestock enclosures, carried off sheep and camels, and returned to Jerusalem. Now the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said to him, "Hear me, Asa, and all and Benjamin, the Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. For a long time, Israel has been without the true God, without a teaching priest, and without law. But when in their trouble, they turned to the Lord God of Israel, and he was found by them. Days there was no peace to the one out, nor to the one on all the inhabitants. So nation was nation, and city by city, troubled them with every adversity. But you, be strong, let your hands be weak, shall be rewarded. I heard these words and of Oded the prophet, courage, and remove the abominable from all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and from the cities which he had taken, the mountains of Ephraim, and he restored the altar of the Lord that was before the vestibule of the Lord. Then he gathered all Judah and Benjamin, and those who dwelt with them from Ephraim, Manasseh, and Simeon, for they came over to him in great numbers from Israel, when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. So they gathered together at Jerusalem in the third month, in the 15th of Asa, and they at that time 7,000 spoil that they had brought. They entered into a covenant with God of their fathers with all their, and whoever would not out of Israel was to be, whether small or great, man or woman. Then they before the Lord with a loud voice, with shouting and trumpets and ram's horns, and Judah rejoiced at the oath, sworn with all their hearts, called him with all their soul. He was found by them, and the Lord gave them rest all around. Also, he removed the mother of Asa the king from being queen mother, because she had made an obscene image, Asherah, and on her obscene image, then crushed, burned it by the brook Kidron. But the high images were not removed from Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was loyal all his days. He also brought the things that his father did, and that he created, silver and utensils, and there was no war until the reign of Asa. Amen. I have read Chronicles chapters 11 from the New King of the Word of God. Blessing to the readers here, while the doers of his word testify the truth, and all in the mighty name of Jesus. And Jesus is beckoning and calling you by name. Say to the Lord, while it is, because nighttime is when no man can work and no man will be able to call. And the heavens are open for you. Amen. And the Lord is waiting for you to answer. He's knocking on the door of your heart. Let him in today. Jesus is soon to return. And when he turns, it'll be too late for you to say yes. Those that have already said yes and are prepared to go with them will be the ones that will return with him. But you will be lost if you do not say yes to the Lord. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. And whoso upon the name of the Lord be saved, and he will make his abode with you, fill you full of ghosts and fire, the Holy Spirit and fire, and he will and guide you and great and mighty things know not of. God keep you, anoint you. I hope you will continue, amen, with me in this. We journey through a year in the Word. Amen.